Mark Twain was quoted as having said, "No man's life, liberty, or property is safe when the legislature is in session." As Christopher Conover reports, maybe this year Mr. Twain would have been happier, as Arizona lawmakers are concentrating almost exclusively on the troubled state budget.
State lawmakers arrived at the Capitol for their annual legislative session in January. And since then, the only bill sent to the governor has been the fix for the current budget. State Representative Phil Lopez of Tucson says the reason no other bills are moving is a Senate policy.
The Senate has shut down all committees. They're not hearing any bills. So even if we pass bills in the House and they go through Committee of the Whole and they go through final and third read, they're still going to get stopped at the Senate because they're not hearing any bills.
Holding up all bills except the budget is an unusual move early in the legislative session. But Representative Lopez says the upper chamber has its reasons.
The president of the Senate is trying to put pressure on the members to pass the 2010 budget. So he said the budget, the 2010 budget is so important, we must do only that and not get distracted by other stuff. So that's his rationale for committees not doing anything.
And based on Governor Jan Brewer's first speech to a joint session of the legislature, the Senate has the chief executive's approval.
Members, over the next several weeks and months, we need to stay focused on fixing this financial crisis. As of today, please do not send me any bills that do not provide a comprehensive, long-term solution to our state's budget problems. If the bill is a true emergency, we will deal with it.
As the governor laid out her five-point plan to fix the state's economic crisis in that speech, she did call on lawmakers to send her some specific bills, but most were budgetary reform ideas, except one.
I ask that you quickly, and no later than March 14th, send me legislation that authorizes about $20 million in federal child care dollars that provide a hand up, not a handout. This is assistance for working parents that won't be working without child care. 20,000 children are depending on us.
The Senate Appropriations Committee has spent weeks hearing from various state agencies about their financial needs for the upcoming fiscal year and how those agencies are planning on trimming their budgets. Now budget writers say they plan to have a spending bill available for members in just a few weeks, with a vote possible by the middle of April. Representative Lopez says if that plan becomes a reality, he doesn't expect many bills to make it to the governor's desk this year.
If we get the budget done in early April and it gets signed by the governor, nobody's going to want to hang around here. So if we've got a bunch of bills in the queue, the Senate has done few or none, and we pass a budget, there's going to be a lot of pressure to sign EDI. And that means then all those bills in the queue do not get heard.
The budget is the only bill that the state constitution says the legislature must pass. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.